You're listening to a DM podcast.
Son, whether you want to win a girl or crack a nut, the key is persistence. Keep at it and never lose your cool. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to another episode of Mr. A+. Today, I'm going to do a recap on a video game that I played when I was in my youth, a game that so many people love playing growing up. This game is called The Simpsons Hit and Run, which is considered to be the best Simpsons game by so many people, and I'm one of them. The game was released back in 2003, 20 years ago. The game consists of 7 levels, and each level has 7 missions to complete, along with a bonus mission, 3 races, along with a wager race, and several gags. In this game, all the levels are set in October, presumably in 2003. The game begins by an alien spacecraft releasing a lot of television cameras that look like wasps. And they're descended upon Springfield, and they just fly around filming the antics of what goes on in Springfield. When one flies into the Simpsons' living room, where Homer is asleep on the couch, he wakes up at the sound of the buzzing, slaps it, and then Homer destroys it by stomping it. And because he's watching television at the time, he comes across a commercial done by Krusty the Clown advertising a beverage called New and Improved Buzz Cola, which is actually a mind control cola. Anyway, guys, I'm going to spare you all the details from the game because so many of you grew up with it anyway. I'm going to tell you why I love this game so much. It's because back in my youth, when I was about like 10 to 12 years old, my brother and I purchased a PlayStation 2, which is no longer in production. One of the games that came with it was The Simpsons Hit and Run. We started playing it, and I fell in love with the game pretty much instantly because it was just so enjoyable to play such a game. The actions, the music. And unlocking all the vehicles, doing all these races, and the whole setting, the animation, the style of the game. It was just one of the most enjoyable video games I ever played in my youth. And to this day, I actually really miss playing the game because I often look at clips of the gameplay on YouTube, and it just makes me pine for the game even more. I can also see why The Simpsons Hit and Run is by far the best Simpsons video game. But then again, I kind of sound a bit biased because I never played any other Simpsons games. The Simpsons Hit and Run was like the only one that I ever played. It's because I'm not really much of a gamer, but I really enjoyed The Simpsons Hit and Run so much because I remember playing it like almost every day in my youth. In my first 2 years of high school, I remember rushing home from school, looking forward to coming home and playing the game. Because for me, it was just one of the most wonderful highlights of my time in high school. And I think that is what actually got me into The Simpsons in the first place. And I really enjoyed the show and the game itself. My love for the show itself eventually died after 2 years, but my love for the game never died. It's one of the most enjoyable games, like video games I ever played in my youth, only on PlayStation 2, because that's the console that my brother and I owned. But there is a certain place nearby that I can get it in person, but it costs like $80. It's because The Simpsons Hit and Run is a very sought-after game now, which I can definitely see why.
Thank you.
So basically, the game consists of completing 7 missions in 7 levels, and each level is even more exciting than the previous one. Something one of the playable characters, Apu, acknowledged. Breaking the fourth wall, of course. The whole reason why all these mysterious things were happening in Springfield is because the two aliens, Kang and Kodos, were trying to revamp their struggling show called Foolish Earthlings. So they came up with a plan, introduced the Buzz Cola into Springfield's water supply because it's a mind control cola, and then set up laser gun stands at the Squidport tourist area. And the people that were infected with the cola would obtain the laser guns and destroy themselves and their town, which would bring even more ratings to Kang Kodos' show, Foolish Earthlings, and therefore the finale would be a success. In the end, it was, even on Earth. But Kang Kodos lost their lives after their spaceship crashed. The 7th level is set on Halloween night. It has very spooky music. But it's amazing to listen to, because that sounds like music that you could play when you're driving around on Halloween, especially in America. And it has a lot of Halloween themes, like zombies, witches, spiders, what have you, and pumpkins everywhere. It's by far the darkest level, but playing the game itself, it's just an absolute blast. I loved every moment playing it, although there were a few missions that took longer than others to complete. Maybe it's because of traffic in the way or time running out. I actually also was a fan of The Simpsons itself when I was in my first few years of high school, but I got out of it because Marge and Lisa are just so irritating. Well, to me at least. I have my reasons behind it, but I'm not going to bother going into details about that because everyone's different, and I just always found Marge and Lisa to be incredibly annoying. But one of the characters in both the show and The Simpsons Hit and Run is my favorite, Chief Wiggum. I know it seems absurd, but the fact that he's the chief of police and therefore a police officer, his job is to serve and protect the people of Springfield, but he's ignorant and corrupt, and therefore his police force is not efficient. So basically, the fact that his police force is just so inefficient, corrupt, and incompetent is just so ironic, and therefore pretty funny. And I also find his voice very easy to impersonate, which I'm actually going to give a sample of, an example of Chief Wiggum's voice. Son, whether you want to win a girl or crack a nut, the key is persistence. Keep at it and never lose your cool. That's one example of his voice. I also love the fact that Chief Wiggum loves donuts. In fact, who doesn't? They're very hard to turn down or pass up. If you guys ever want to get a copy of The Simpsons Hit and Run, I would try buying it on eBay or a store nearby you that actually sells secondhand video games for PlayStation 2 or Xbox or GameCube. If you can still find the consoles that are still functional, because I'm actually considering it myself, because I really miss that game so much because I've always loved it. And even though I'm not, wasn't never much of a gamer, it was a game that has always been worthy of my time. I listen to the music all the time because it's just so catchy to listen to. I hope you all have enjoyed your journey down memory lane from our youth. Because if you ask me, The Simpsons Hit and Run was definitely a notable highlight of many of our childhoods and our teenage years. Something that gives you comfort when you're struggling with things in high school. I certainly was going through that phase. Well, everyone, thank you so much for tuning in today and listening to today's podcast. I hope you all have enjoyed listening to this episode. So, Mr. A Plus, signing off for now. Take care, everyone. Have a great day and keep it cool.